the mission, from the cross to the grave, to the grave. He left no stone unturned. He finished everything. No uncompleted task in the journal of the King. They tried to stop his work. They've been put him in a grave.
He left no stone unturned, but he left one rolled away.
Jason, put that down. good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight, and had a good morning, and looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you tonight, and God, we love you, and so thankful that you love us, and God, thank you for a church and a church family, and God, a building to meet in, and the Word of God to hear, and God, I pray that you might meet with us tonight, that you might bless the reading and preaching of your Word, be it those that are not able to be here, that are watching online, and God, that you might be with them tonight, and just be with each and every issue and problem and sickness, God, that you might, you're big enough to take care of all of it, and God, we place it into your hands. But we ask you to meet with us in this place tonight. Bless the reading and preaching of your word, be the fellowship, the offering, the message, the invitation, and God, just meet with us in this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all. Stand, turn to page 245. The old account was settled long ago. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4 tonight. Page 245.
Was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah! And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago, when in that happy home, my Savior's home above, I'll sing redemption's story and praise him for his love. I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow. Settled and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah! And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Oh, sinner, trust the Lord, be cleansed of all your sin, for thus he has provided for you to enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it. You settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah! And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Turn to page 198, Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory. And we'll sing 1, 3, and 4 of this one also tonight. Page 198.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. On the last, I have found the joy no tongue can tell. Living of glory, it is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Welcome back to Bethel Baptist Church this Sunday evening time. Wednesday, February the 1st, will be Bible preaching and prayer at 7 o'clock p.m. Then Saturday, February the 4th, will be Operation Saturation Soul Winning. That's every Saturday starting at 10 o'clock a.m. here at the church. Friday, February the 10th, will be a youth rally at Temple Baptist Church in El Dorado, Kansas. The bus will be leaving the church here at 5:45 p.m. And the cost is $5 for everyone who wants to go. As Pastor announced, that's not just for the teenagers. That's for anyone as well who would like to go to that on February the 10th. That is a Friday night, 5:45 p.m. February the 16th and the 17th, or on the 17th and 18th, it hasn't been decided quite yet, there's a Four States Couples Retreat in Branson, Missouri. The cost is going to be either $250 or $335 per couple. So again, once they get the numbers on that, they can kind of know how many are going to that. But if you would like to mark those days, the 15th through the 18th, kind of make sure you're squared away on who would like to go to that. Please pray for Pastor. Next week, he's going to be heading out to Texas for a missions conference for Beville Baptist Church in Beville, Texas. He's going to be starting next Sunday through Wednesday night. He'll be back late on Thursday, February the 9th. So keep him in prayers as he travels to and fro there. Bring him back to us safely. There's a lot going on throughout the next month. We have a February is Love Month, as Pastor stated. So the 5th is going to be Love My God Sunday. The 12th will be Love My Spouse and My Family Sunday. The 19th will be Love My Church Family Sunday. And then February the 6th, 26th will be Love the Kids Sunday. So make sure you keep coming and be part of all of that. A lot of things going on. Brother Corn will be coming to visit us Sunday, February the 26th through March the 3rd. There's a lot of stuff. Get a bulletin. There's a lot of things going on. We want to mark your calendars of all the things that are going off this year. I believe that's all the announcements that I have. Let's all stand. We'll have a shaking hands, and then we will take the offering.
Find your place, and we will receive the offering tonight. And thank you for being here in the Lord's house. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, if we can ever get our ushers down here. Amen. Slackers, I tell you. I tell you what. And what we pay them, I mean, good grief. Anyway. I tell you what, all in favor of doubling his salary tonight, say amen, amen. Triple, let's triple it. Because 3 times 0 is still 0, amen. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to bless this offering. Brother Wolf, will you do that for us?
All right, well, Father Lord, we just thank you again for
And you may be seated. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Page 246, you have that in there, sweetheart. Redeemed, how I led to proclaim it, 246. No, I didn't think you did. All right, page number 18. Let's all stand, and we'll sing 1, 3, and 4 of this one tonight. Take the name of Jesus with you. Page number 18.
Of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. And joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive us and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. hope of earth and joy of heaven.
On the last,
at the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet. King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Thank you. You may be seated. One at a time, amen? We're going to reach the world just one at a time. All right, take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter number 18, part 2 of the message this morning. And before I get started, there was two mothers that were discussing the problems of teenagers. One woman asked, "Is your son hard to get up in the morning?" "No," replied the other.
I just open the door and throw the cat on his bed. How does that wake him? The dog sleeps at the foot of his bed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just think we were born yesterday. It was a bright summer morning and four high school boys decided to skip classes. Arriving after lunch, they explained to the teacher that their car had a flat tire along the way. To their relief, the teacher smiled understandably and said, "You boys missed a test this morning. Please take seats apart from one another and get your paper out and pencil." When the boys were seated, she continued, "Answer the question, which tire was flat?" Love it. Love it. "I want to borrow the car, Dad." "Okay, if you'll cut that long hair." "The Bible says that Jesus had long hair." "Yes, and he walked everywhere he went." Mm-hmm. Yep. "Heading home after a long, hot day of hiking, I was happy to see a couple of neighborhood boys had set up a juice stand. After handing over a quarter, I took a big drink out of a large plastic cup and turned to leave. 'Hey, sir, we need that cup back,' one of the boys shouted. 'Planning to use it again?' I asked. 'Yeah,' he replied proudly. 'We've been using it all day.'" And then a little boy stuck his head in the door and said, "Mom, if I fell out of a tree, would you rather I tear my pants or break my leg?" "Why, honey, I'd rather you tear your pants." "Well, you're going to be happy then, because that's exactly what I did." Oh, love it. Which tire? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. If you'll stand in reverence and love of God's word, we're going to look back at Matthew chapter 18. Seven times in the first 14 verses, we see little children, little child. So we're going to see some things that Jesus said about these child, use them as an example, and taught the people some issues of life, some things from the lessons of a little child. So verse 1, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?'" Can you imagine Jesus saying, "Well, it was probably Moses, probably Joshua"? No, he didn't say any of that. "Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, or verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth" who? Me. "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he was drowned into the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of the offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." Then look down in verse number 10, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold their face, the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which were not astray. Even so, it is not the will of my Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight and thank you for the good day. And God, thank you for our dear people and their faithfulness and their desire to serve you and for their willingness to be back on a Sunday night in the house of the Lord. And God, I pray that our time might be profitable, God, that you might help me and just allow me just to convey the message that you have for us. But God, I pray that the Holy Spirit might take control and God, that he might plant it deep within our hearts and minds. God, that it might not just be a message, another sermon, but God, it might be something that will change our lives and God, something that will help us change some things this week. So bless tonight, be with those that could not be here, meet the needs on the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So several things about this that Jesus used a little child. Jesus noticed, took time to take time out of his life and say, all right, here's a child. And he had one come and set them in the midst. And because the disciples said, well, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus could have answered a lot of people's names. But he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And we must come as little children. I'm glad he didn't say, well, in order to be saved, you got to be an adult and be able to understand everything. And maybe if salvation cost a dollar, would there be some people that couldn't afford it? Absolutely. But Jesus made it so simple. And he said, unless you become as a little child. Why would he say that? Because children are, they believe and place their trust in you pretty easy. I mean, as little kids, you put them up on somewhere and you say, jump. And they didn't say, are you going to catch me, Dad? I mean, most of them couldn't even talk. They're just like, you say, come on, come on. And they're like, okay, roof, you know. But you put a teenager or a person up there, jump, and they're like, I don't think you can catch me. Are you sure? What if I fall? I mean, they got all these questions. But a child just, okay, whatever you say, man, they're just going to go and do. And unless you believe what the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, you can't be saved. It's easy, it's simple, and if you place your trust in the Lord Jesus. How easy is that? How easy is it just to believe God's word? As they get older and get into college and get an adult, prove to me, Pastor, that there is a God. All you have to tell a kid is, hey, God created you. There is a God in heaven, and he loves you, and he created. And they just believe it. They're easy. They place their trust into you. And that's what you must do. And if anyone is going to go to heaven, they must place their trust in the Lord Jesus. Number two, I see humility. Look down here. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same as greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What, does a child sit there and tell you everything he's done? Does he tell you all of his degrees and his accomplishments? He hadn't done anything. For the first 2 or 3 years of his life, mom and dad provided everything. They fed him. They kept one end full and the other end empty. Amen. That's the only way to do it, babies. Amen. But I mean, they did everything. And if it wasn't for mom and dad, they would die because they could not make it on their own. What's that tell you? In order for you to be saved, you can't be independent and say, hey, I can do half of it. I can do some of it. I can do all of it. You and I can't do anything. We have to place our faith and trust in the Lord and say, God, I can't do anything. Jesus paid it all. He didn't pay half of it. He didn't pay 3/4 of it. Jesus paid it all. Unless somebody understands that, well, you must believe and be baptized. No, that's what you can do. Well, you must believe and keep the Ten Commandments and give your tithes and offerings and do missionary journey. No. It's not in you. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. So the only way is to place your faith and trust and humble yourselves and say, I am dependent on Jesus Christ to take me to heaven. And if his blood can't save me and can't wash my sins away, I'm doomed anyway. And so you must become as little children. And he used that example. You must have humility and you must depend and trust in the Word of God, what God has said. It's just surrendering to the Lord. Lord, whatever you have me to do. Well, when you get saved, you must get baptized. Why? Explain to me the spiritual ramifications of baptism. I really can't. I just know that's what God wants you to do. Are you willing to do what God wants you to do? Number two, we must receive such little ones. Verse 5, and whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Are you willing to receive them? Are you willing to accept them? They're just as important as you are. They got all the components you are. They're just a little smaller. Receive. Accept. And God said, if you receive them, you are receiving me. I say that's pretty powerful. That means if you reject the little child, guess what? You're rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. You're saying, no, I don't want you, and I don't see the value in there. Look in Mark chapter number 8. Look at Mark chapter number 8. How important is the value of your soul? What's more important than a person's soul? Mark 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What can you give in exchange for a person's soul? Not the person that's intelligent, not the person that has $3 million or worth a million and has assets. No, the little child that has nothing, no shoes on his feet, don't know where his meal's coming from tomorrow, his soul. What can you give in exchange for that soul? Nothing. You gave the whole world and lose your own soul. You must receive them. Next, look down in verse 6. We talked about this morning. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. So, looked at this. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? Who's that talking about? Is that talking about all the kids out there that do not know Jesus Christ, do not believe in Jesus Christ? Or is it talking about my Joseph, my Hannah, my Annabeth, my Leah? And that offend right there means to trip up. It means to cause to fall, to trip. So how am I going to do that? As a parent, I can offend one of those little ones. How can you do that? I believe we live in a generation where our walk talks more than our talk talks. We can say a lot of things as parents, you ought to do this, you ought to do this, you ought to do this. But our kids watch. Whenever I'm riding in my car, Joseph, put on your seatbelt. Put on your seatbelt, you know. I'm old enough. I can break the law. No, he's saying that. And usually when I do click, I hear a click. But usually if I don't, he doesn't until I do it. Still not right. No. But seriously, watching. You tell me to do it, Dad, but you're not doing it. What's the deal, Dad? Tripping them up. Your kids will always be, normally, typically, your kids are always going to be to the left of you. It'll be less than what you are. Politically, I think. Maybe spiritually. That's not my prayer. I pray that my kids will be a better prayer warrior than me. I pray that they'll be a better soul winner. That they'll be walk a closer walk with the Lord. Be more faithful. But if the trend goes, they're going to be over here. So whatever I am, guess what? They're going to be over here. Then where's their kids going to be? Over here. God said, don't offend one of these little ones. Look in Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. You know, God has given us, and I'm thankful for our bus ministry, thankful for a church that loves bus ministry, but God has put in some of our homes precious children. And my Bible says, Proverbs chapter 22, in verse number 6, Proverbs 22:6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he was old, he will not depart from it. So it doesn't say train up a child in the way that he would go, because the Bible says there's foolishness that's bound in the heart of a child. Hey, they're heading down this road, but that road doesn't end up good. It ends up in disaster and defeat and wreck and ruin, and we want to train and teach and train them to go down this road in the way that they should go. That's our job as a parent. Look in chapter 20, verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Teach it and train him. Hey, whatever you do, you are going to be known. You're going to have a reputation, either a good reputation or a bad reputation, either a good influence or a bad influence. It doesn't matter. You are known by your doings. Look in chapter 23 and verse number 4. Chapter 23. Look at verse number 4. Labor not to be rich. Seek from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly as an eagle toward heaven. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Oh yeah, family, we're going to serve God. God comes first. Well, maybe not.
If things get in the way, church is down on the priority. You know, if it's not a priority to us, guess what? It won't be a priority to them. If Bible reading is not important to us, it won't be important to them. I'm teaching my kids, hey, you need to give to the Lord. You need to tithe. You need to give. And I hope they catch it. I'm not going to be with them when they get married at age 35 and tell them how to do their finances. But they've got to learn that. They've got to learn that, hey, give unto the Lord and be generous. Hey, God blesses that. I hope they catch that. I hope they realize, hey, but I've got to be the example. And you and I have to teach and train our kids. Look in verse 19, verse 23. Verse 19, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Man, my prayer is my kids will have a pure heart. You lose heart, your kid loses heart in God, lose heart in church, heart in Bible, you're in trouble. But I think the key verse is verse number 26. My son, this was Solomon talking to Rehoboam. My son, give me thine heart. Hey, trust me. Let me influence you. Give me thine heart. But then he rest of that verse. And let thine eyes observe my ways. So if what I'm telling you, if I'm walking a different walk, but I'm telling you this walk, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But if you give me your heart and you watch my life with your eyes, watch me and see if my walk talks just as much as my talk talks. But we need to be careful. As Christians, as parents, even as grandparents, you say, I don't have any kids in my house. If you're a grandparent, be a spiritual grandparent. Influence them for right. Influence them for good. Influence them to be godly and spiritual. but be careful that he says, offend not one of these little ones. Then go back to Matthew number 4. Look in verse down here, chapter 18. Then he says in verse 10, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Despise not. That means to take lightly. Oh, there's not much there. To disesteem. Do we look down on children? If I encourage you, and I know you give to the bus ministry and love the bus ministry, but I would encourage you when the kids come, hey, be friendly to them. Act like they're the greatest thing in the world. Act like you're glad to see them. Sometimes, I mean, I see them go to school and I see them, their parents, when they get, sometimes leave the house and it's not always, and be around their friends and it's not always a good thing. They're not always accepted by everybody. But at church, they ought to be accepted. We ought to smile. Say, hey, we're glad to have you. What's your name? You know, we ought to get to know him. Instead of, well, that's a rowdy kid. He sits over there. Well, maybe no one's taking an interest in him. Maybe no one, hey, what's your name? Hey, we're so glad to have you, and I want to encourage you. Let's not say, well, he's just a little one, and the Bible says despise not. Hey, don't take lightly. He's just as important as you are. He's the same makeup of you. He's just smaller. And if it wasn't for the grace of God and you were raised in a different home than you were, that might be you. Maybe if you didn't grow up in a Christian home, I'm thankful for my parents. Where would I be? I know I had a praying mom and dad that prayed for me. I don't know where I'd be if mom and dad didn't pray for me daily and pray for God's hand and everything and try to teach me and train me and keep me in church and be a good example to me. Where would we be? I'm saying, despise not. Don't take lightly. Oh, he's not as important as anybody else, and he's not important as all the rest. No, they are. And I know you do, but I just encourage you. And if they are acting up, if they are sleeping, let them sleep. You don't have to wake them up. They say, well, I don't care. I don't want them to come to church and sleep. At least they came to church. Right. At least they're here. Well, they're tearing up the songbook. Well, you don't have to act like it's the biggest thing in the world, all right? But love them. Love them. Be friendly to them. Get to know them. Just act like, hey, it's so good. Man, we're so glad you come to church. Because they may go away and they may not like the preacher. I don't see why they wouldn't like the preacher, you know. But if you're nice to them and you're friendly to them and everybody's nice to them and tries to get, they can go away saying, hey, I am somebody because they are somebody in the sight of the Lord. Despise not one of these little ones. Then lastly, look at verse 11. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and go into the mountain, and seeketh that which is gone astray? Well, I had 10 in my Sunday school. I had 20 in my Sunday school class. But how many you got on your roll? Maybe you have 25. That means those five are out there. What are we doing to try to go get those? He says, leave the 90. Hey, I'm thankful for the 99 that are in the fold. But there's one out there. One. Go get it. Go get it. And then you and I need to be, we don't need to be Sunday school babysitters. Be Sunday school builders. Bus route babysitters? No, bus route builders. And there's tons of kids out there. And I want to encourage you, as we start February, we're going to really start hitting it hard. And you say, well, I'm not a Sunday school teacher and I'm not a bus worker, but we're going to need your help. We're going to have professional tickets made up for David Korn to come on Wednesday night and Thursday night. He'll do a big magic show from 6 to 7, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And then he'll preach the gospel here at the church. And you take the tickets and invite everybody you can and get them into all the hands that you can, because he will be preaching the gospel. Get them here by the illusions, yes, but give them the gospel. But it could be a help to get them grounded and to know that Jesus loves them. This morning, one of Marco came and handed me an envelope this morning. It says, you need money for the roof? Here's money. Amen. He didn't come from a wealthy family. but something on his heart says, I'm going to give what I can. And that's what it takes, folks. But it takes taking an interest in them. Verse number 14, even so it is that the will of my Father, which is in heaven, that not one of these little ones should perish. Not one of them. To go out. To go out and seek them. Pray. Pray that God will give you a full class, a full bus, and then do what you can. And I promise you, Brother Korn will do what his can. The Lord will do what he can do. But we need to do what we can. Try to get as many kids into the church house for the cause of Christ. And reaching them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he leaves the 99 and goes to find that one. That's what we need to do. But we need to pray. Pray. God's still in the working business, folks. He is. I was encouraged. You have your bulletin there, and I have two names listed. And the transportation director, when I left Friday, said, hey, can I talk to you a minute? And she said, one of our drivers, her husband is critical. Could you put them on your prayer list? I said, be happy to. I'm glad. They asked me to put them on the prayer list. And I've tried to tell them that I'm a preacher and I love the Lord and I carry my Bible. But to stop me and say, would you pray for this? Amen. And I hope you will. So I can go back and say, you know, I put it on the back of our bulletin and our prayer list, and the people of our church are praying. That means something. Folks, this world really knows there's something out there. There's a God out there. If you remember that NFL player, DeMar Hamlin, what they asked us to do? Pray. If they didn't believe, if they did not believe there was a God, why would they say, please pray? Down deep inside, the Bible says that there's a sense, an intuition in the heart of every man. If you look at creation, that there is a creator. You look at a building and say, somebody built that building. It just didn't evolve. It just didn't bang and it happened. Somebody designed it and somebody built it. And you look at creation and you look at every creature except for cats and you realize that there is a divine creator. God put it within us. And all we have to do is say, yes, that's us. We believe in God. We know who He is. And you come and you learn about Him and He wants you to go to heaven. It says, it's not the will of my Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So I want to encourage you. Let's pray hard. And I want to get our hearts right before during this month. Love one another. Love your God. Which is next Sunday. Love your spouse and your family. Spend time with them. Do things for them. Love them. Love your church, your church family. Hey, we're a family, folks. We don't always agree. We don't always do each other right. But hey, we're still a family that God's brought together to work together for the cause of Christ. Take a dollar here and $20 here and $30 here. Hey, God can do great things. And then love the kids. Prove to them. I think God will bless. When He sees our effort, then God, if we do what we can, then God will do what He can do. So I encourage you tonight about when God brought these children in His presence, He said, I want to remind you, in order to go to heaven, you must become as a little child. You must place your faith and trust. You must believe and trust. You must be humble and say, hey, I'm dependent on somebody. I can't do it myself. I can't get myself saved. I must depend on the Lord. Then receive such one little one. Receive. Then don't offend. We need to live in such a way that if we say something, we need to back it up with our life. If I say that we ought to do this, then I ought to be doing it. I ought to be right with the Lord. And then take heed that you despise not. Each one of those, each person we see on earth, Jesus Christ's blood bled and died for. And then go out and get them. Encourage you. You're going to get those tickets, like I said, and you take them and hand them out and invite, and then wait to see what God can do. I'm excited about what the Lord's going to do. But we must go out and get them. Oh, yeah, well, we're happy with the 20 that we have here, but hey, leave the 99. And he went out in the wilderness and saw it and looked, and when he brought back, he was as happy for that one as he was with the 99. That ought to be on our heart. I believe if we do that, and we're in the people business, in the children business, I believe God will bless. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You tonight, and God, I thank You so much for our church. God, I thank You so much for the Word of God. God, I thank You so much for people that love You and that love children and that are willing to dig deep and sacrifice and not only give, but labor and work. And God, I pray that we might not despise one of these little ones. We might receive them. God, we might realize that in order to get saved, we must humble ourselves and we must trust in You and everything that You've said and believe in You. And God, I pray that we might not offend one of these little ones. Our life might match what we believe, what we say we believe, what we say that we ought to do. God, I pray that we might be willing to do it. And then God, I pray that we might go out in the highways and hedges and compel kids to come in. God, I pray that You might bless our efforts. God, I thank You for the workforce and people that You've given us. But God, I pray that we might be willing to serve you and to go knock doors and hand out tracts. And God, I pray that you might be with the meeting with Brother Corn, that we might see hosts of people saved, hosts of visitors might be able to reach people for Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand tonight? I don't know how the Lord has spoken to your heart, but maybe you need to come do business with the Lord. Maybe you need to see whatever it is that the Lord's touched your heart about. Would you come?
All to Jesus I surrender.
Would you come tonight?
All to Him I freely give.
We kind of just look at the kids and say, oh, they're a necessary evil. They're there.
And trust Him.
Or do we try to help them, encourage them? Realize, hey, they're important. They're valuable. They're a soul that Jesus Christ bled and died for.
I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
See another verse. Would you come tonight?
All to Jesus.
Imagine the object lessons of Jesus with the little child.
Make me save.
Those people were bringing little children and saying, would you touch, would you pray, would you bless these kids? The disciples rebuked them. But Jesus took them up in his arms and blessed them. Set one in the midst and said, I want to teach you some object lessons from this little child.
I surrender.
Took time, took notice.
I surrender all.
Sometimes we don't take time. Sometimes we don't take notice.
All to Thee, my
blessed Savior. Sometimes for our own kids. Too busy. Things to do. Places to go. People to see.
I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Be seated quietly while these are still here at the altar. Right. All God's people said? Right. All right. Let's all stand. And need to meet with all, if you're involved in the Sunday school or the bus ministry, need to see you right down here just for a second. Need to talk with you just for a second. So any Sunday school worker, any junior church worker, any bus worker, we were going to do an appreciation meal for you at CC's either Monday night or Tuesday night. And the rest of you are welcome to come Monday or Tuesday night. But it's all you can eat pizza at CC's for $5, I think $4.99. So not bad. You have to pay for your drink. If you're a bus worker or a Sunday school, which would work better, Monday night or Tuesday night? Lindholm's, Glore's. It's $4.99. Monday and Tuesday has a special at Cece's. Yeah, it's about $8, but Monday and Tuesday nights, or Monday all day, Tuesday all day, I believe it's still $4.99. Monday? Okay, let's just set it for Monday, all right? If you're a Sunday school teacher, bus worker, church will pay for yours, but the rest of you, you're welcome to come. CC's on Central, almost to Tyler, and 6:30, would 6:30 work? Tomorrow. 6:30. I know you have practice. That's why we're going at 6:30. Amen. All right. So 6:30, if you can come, great. 6:30, it's on CC's on Central, almost to Ridge Road. Past Ridge, in between Ridge and Tyler. First mistake I made all hour. Anyway, but you're welcome to come and enjoy. We could just have a time of fellowship. And just to say thank you for those of you that take part in the bus ministry and Sunday school, thank you so much. But come and have some fellowship with us tomorrow, 6:30 at CC's. Yes. All right. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll sing Isn't He Wonderful? Got that one? Isn't He Wonderful? All right. You can do that too. All right. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll sing Isn't He Wonderful? Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight. Thank you so much for our church, for our dear people. And God, I pray that you might help us, dear Father, be mindful of kids. And God, thank you for the giving that's been given. And God, I pray that we might continue to try to reach boys and girls for the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you might be with us month of February. And God, help us as we just try to pull out all stops. God, that you might do what you can do. And God, we're going to try to do what we can do. And God, we expect great things to be happening and souls to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, isn't he wonderful?
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, 'tis recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Thank you. 6:30 tomorrow night, CC's.